Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
John Potter with Jay Biggs live every Saturday morning, local. It's been said that volleyball is really just an intense version of don't let the balloon touch the floor. True? Is that true?
Absolutely. With a few more rules.
Oh, well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's live and local right here with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. And joining us live in the studio this morning, Paul Kilburn from the University of Nevada Reno men's volleyball team. And good morning, Paul. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Season's about to start.
Yes, that's right. February 18th
and
looks
yes,
like.
UNR has a volleyball team.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of why we got him in here, is because did you know? This is like one of those did you know segments.
I get that all the time. I had no idea UNR had a men's volleyball team. Yeah.
That is insane. Well, you're built for volleyball. You're 6'9". You're a metal blocker. And the reason you're really here is to try to get as many home team supporters for the home games this season. So starting February 18th, that's going to be the home game at UNR. It's a 2:30 p.m. Bell time or start time for you guys there. So tell me all about the men's volleyball team at UNR, because from what I understand, you guys don't necessarily have the funding and the same availabilities as other sports programs and programs there at university. So it's very important for folks to get involved and maybe even help out with you guys and boosters, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So a lot of the men's volleyball team, we in the past haven't been able to play in the volleyball stadium, which is at the Virginia Street Gym, mm-hmm. which is the big, you know, volleyball stadium that the recruited women's volleyball teams.
Yeah, it's right there where the walkway is.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Exactly. And so I'm just trying to get, you know, as many, you know, Reno UNR supporters to come in and enjoy a completely free and, you know, great series of games at the gym. And,
yeah.
We can get some more support for the teams. And
fans. These are free games?
This is, yeah, it's absolutely free. So on February 18th, it's Virginia Street Gym. There's no tickets because it's free. You just walk in, and the arena is huge. The seating is, you know, completely available. And
I've never actually been in the volleyball gym there before. Now, are you guys going to have like concessions and stuff like that
too? I think so. Yes.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm sure all that stuff can help you guys, you know, because even if folks don't necessarily come and let's just say buy a ticket, you know, you can go and support by, you know, helping out concession stands, and you know, I'm sure you guys might have some merch and stuff too. But you do have a lot of traveling and of a lot of dues and stuff like that you have to pay that are not supported by, let's say, UNR like other programs are.
Yeah, absolutely. So our season starts at the end of this month, so 3 weeks from today, and pretty much every weekend we're driving somewhere in California, whether it be UC Davis, somewhere in the Bay, or I think the longest drive we have this year is we're driving to Humboldt, California, which is Humboldt or Eureka. It's about a
right.
8 or 9 hour drive.
And the name of the team is the UNR men's volleyball team.
That is correct.
And I'll tell you, it's the biggest bargain in town, because watching volleyball, it moves fast, it's active, it's entertaining, it's tough. A ball going at your face at 80 miles per hour, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And that's a great sport to see. Did you play in volleyball, Jay?
On the beach a couple times. Well, hold on. Actually, you know what? I probably did, because I want to say in school we had like volleyball nets and we
yes.
put them up and play.
I used to love spiking.
Yeah, I was just gonna
the
say.
Fight. And as you
oh,
get...
I thought you were talking about the punch at the.
No. That's...
Anyways.
And I like how as you get older, the serves go from underhand to overhand. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're kind of almost pro there at this point. So it's overhand.
Yeah,
serves.
Exactly. Overhand. Yeah. So
you know when your opposing team does the underhand, you know you got an easy game ahead of you, don't you?
I don't think at this level I've ever seen an underhand serve.
Oh,
is well, there any co? Do you have any co-ed players? Or is
no?
It
the, so there's
okay.
Oh, they totally separate.
It's, yeah, it's female and male.
Yes, oh, exactly. Wow. So there's a men's. This is the men's only team. You know, only men's. It's a. The organization we're with is a NCAA, so
okay.
we are
regulated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Watch your pronouns.
Yeah, you absolutely have to. You want to do something underhanded. Anyways, well, so the big thing is, though, and I was noticing this on your sheet that you filled out, that you're asking for people to help out with the boosters and fundraisers because you guys are trying to get to the Nationals in my hometown of Kansas City, Missouri. And so when is that happening?
That is the end of April, I believe, or the beginning of April, something around then. Yeah, it's later in the year. So
okay, so we have other stuff before then to look forward to. So okay, about this February 18th game then.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you guys playing?
We will be playing St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
Yes.
Okay. So how many is there? Is that St. Mary's from Reno?
That's St. Mary's of the Bay Area.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you the only Reno team?
Pretty much. Yeah. So there's UNR is the only university here aside from Truckee Meadows.
Right. Well, I just didn't know if like there were other like offset teams or like other ones here in Northern Nevada or anything that play.
No,
you guys.
It's UNR is pretty much the only collegiate sports team and in all of Northern Nevada.
Well, I know they do senior volleyball over at the Neil Road Rec Center, and that happens every Sunday. But I wasn't sure if we had actually any like tournaments or anything going on here in town. That might actually be something good to bring back, volleyball to UNR and Reno would be maybe to go to the university and ask them to host some sort of an event or something there for the volleyball teams actually at the university, to bring them back. Just some, to get folks back in the seats and maybe interested in this, because I don't know necessarily what the ratings are or how interested the population necessarily is in a whole of volleyball, but I think it's one of those things that until you actually get out there and experience a game and see how much heart you guys probably put into all this, that you're not going to understand how fun it is and the experience you're going to have. So I think it's probably best. Like
really analyze volleyball.
there's
well, somebody's got to, John. Craig's not saying anything.
Paul, which team is your arch rival? Now, I hope California.
It's the Raiders.
Come on.
Oh, that's wrong sport.
Let's see, arch
does
rival.
Vegas have a volleyball?
Vegas does have a team, but they're in. I believe they're in the SoCal
division.
Division.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think our
Berkeley? Do you play Berkeley?
Not in our normal season. They're not in our division, but we did actually get a chance to in a preseason. We have a preseason tournament. So
uh-huh.
Last semester in the fall, we played a tournament at UC Berkeley where we got to play UC Berkeley and Stanford.
Oh,
but
wow.
We need an
okay.
arch rival here. So
our arch rival, I'd say UC Davis.
Oh, they suck.
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about UC Davis, except they have a really good hospital over there.
Yeah,
their burn center.
Do you have volleyball cheerleaders?
No.
That's a shame.
Really? Yeah.
But
what the heck?
But the games are free, and you have one coming up on the 13th.
The 18th.
18th, I'm sorry.
So do you have a website people can go to, Paul?
Unfortunately, no. We do have an Instagram that supports and,
Okay.
Promotes all of the fundraisers that we do as well.
So just go up to Instagram and actually just look up UNR Men's Volleyball Team?
Yeah, Nevada Men's Volleyball.
Okay, Nevada Men's Volleyball on Instagram. All right, well, there you go. And Paul, just might as well just give a quick background on yourself, man. Are you from Reno? Or?
Yeah, I'm from Reno. I've lived here last 12, 13 years or so.
Okay, where are you originally from?
Born in SF. Raised okay. in just east of Oakland, outside the Bay.
Nice. Okay. All right. So you're pretty close to local.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And your dad, who's a friend of the station and the owner, Jerry, here, he's the liquor manager, right, at the Raley's up there on Mount Rose Highway, West
yep.
Parkway?
Yep.
Yeah. So if you want to get a good deal on some liquor, of course, as long as you're not driving or anything and you're staying home and 21 and over, please go up there and see. What's your father's name?
Jeff.
Jeff. Go see Jeff and say, hey, heard about you on 99.1. And another thing I want you to do is make a plan to go and see Paul here. He's going to be live on February 18th, 2:30 p.m. at the UNR. It's the volleyball.
The Virginia Street Gym.
Virginia Street Gym. That's right. Okay. I just know it as the gym that's right there at the crosswalk.
Yep. Exactly. The crosswalk, it goes over Virginia Street, and uh-huh. then right to the right, it's Can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's right there. And it's usually some very convenient parking as well. But
yep, right behind that.
Yeah, and it's free. It's free. So go on out, support your Nevada men's Wolf Pack. You could basically say Wolf Pack, yep. UNR. And we would love to as well support you guys. So, of course, any upcoming events or anything that's going on, please, by all means, reach out to us and our audience here. Okay, Paul?
You'll win the game. This guy's all business, I can tell.
Yeah, well,
he's thinking right now how to...
He's thinking about spiking.
Yes. So but, am I.
Most of the guys on the team think about almost nothing but volleyball.
I guess so. I guess
Craig, what was that?
I was saying I watched him walk in on camera, and he had to duck to go through the doorway.
You saw the first bottom half?
Yeah. So that, yeah. And now I really feel short.
Well, did you ever try basketball?
I did. I didn't like basketball.
Really?
I wasn't a fan. I don't like contact sports.
Oh, okay. No, I guess that makes sense. That totally makes sense. All right. Hey, you know, we all have our things we do and don't like. I didn't play any sports in school. So
I kept bouncing between whether it was, you know, soccer, swimming, baseball, stuff like that. But after I found volleyball, I completely stuck.
Hey, man.
Couldn't do anything else.
Do what you love and love what you do. Life is good, brother. All right, well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. That's Paul Kilborn right there with the University of Nevada Reno men's volleyball team. Go and support them February 18th, UNR at the gymnasium there on Virginia Street. And we are going to be right back here with more to talk about on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk Station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay right here, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. If you did not know, we have a podcast. You can check out this edition of Live and Local or any of the retro editions as well. If you go to 991fmtalk.com, click the drop down and the podcast tab. It's broke down by hours 1, 2, and 3 for every episode.
And so hour 1 is already posted.
I'm organizing.
Oh, hey.
Oh, is it really?
Look at that. Craig's getting down on it, man. Yeah, that's quick. All right. Well, hey, doesn't matter where you're at. You can always take us along with you. John, what do you got?
I'm organizing my taxes as I speak, which means I'm raising money for him.
We're going to start a GoFundMe?
Is anybody interested in buying over 350 Anchorman ties?
Do you have those?
350 Anchorman neckties for sale.
How many pictures of Will Ferrell can you have?
I haven't touched these neckties. Oh. Since.
Oh, these are when you were an anchorman.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, one for every day of the week because you never want to wear the same one as twice.
That's right, my man. My secret.
Hey, do you have the Hawaiian tie?
I got them all. I got them all.
I loved that one.
But the thing is, I'll never wear them again because, you know, it's true. Once you dress, once you sweatshirt dress for comfort, you just, there's no going back, you know?
Right.
And now I fit in. You know, even in our best steakhouses in town, I see people with T-shirts and sweatshirts for fancy dinners. So I've seen tourists come down for breakfast at casinos wearing pajama bottoms.
Keep it classy, Reno.
How low can we go?
It's like the people of Walmart.
And I will say shopping for clothes gets a lot easier once you lower your standards. Those darn ties cost me about $30 a piece. So I'm going to start a tax fund on that. Locally, folks, you can't help but notice downtown, they took down the Neon Sands sign from on top of their tower. It's gone. I think the Circus Clown is now the last vestige of classic downtown casino signage that is left right now. We are losing our Reno Neon, and that's what we used to be known for.
Yeah, you know, the Sands, it was like one of the last ones left. You know which one really upset me?
What?
Was the Comstock. I love those, what looked like fireworks on the side of the building on the Comstock in the day.
I think the best one was Fitzgerald's.
The green.
The gaudiest of gaudy signs. And I miss the hell out
you know
of
what?
It.
I don't, you know, when I think of Fitzgerald's, for some reason, I don't know why, I just think of those, the free pens. And the hats.
remember out front was the old guy with the big green glitter hat?
Yeah.
And he'd be passing out things like, get your roll of nickels inside or
three, yeah. $2 of nickels. And
all right, I'm
going to
date.
Gone.
I'm going to date both of you here. My favorite was the Showgirls on the Ponderosa. Or not, excuse me, not Ponderosa.
Prima Donna.
Prima Donna. Del Webb's Prima Donna on Sierra Street.
Prima Donna.
Yeah, it's yes, now condos.
I was going to say, is it Del Webb by Somerset or like what the builders? Like, what? I don't even know.
No, the Prima Donna on Virginia. And Craig, the condos are actually behind that on Sierra Street. And for a while, it was the Golden Phoenix. But before the Golden Phoenix and after the Prima Donna was the Sahara, where I worked. I had a job there in the promotions department. It's all gone.
Even the job.
All gone. Montgomery Ward's, the Penny's Outlet store on Glendale, where I bought the most embarrassing pastel green shirt there, but, you know, the price irresistible. It's all gone.
You know what's not gone, John?
What?
The snow and the weather.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody, for reliable local coverage on all the storms that are coming up, because they're coming, whether we like it or not.
Somebody KKFG. Tell NV Energy.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're going to try to get one of their meteorologists on next week. I'm going to reach out to them. They have their own. But I was just going to say, we are going to have reliable coverage that's not going to go away. We are going to be here, and we are going to be covering it live and local for you right here on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 in the Smith and Mason Valley, as well as 99.1 up in Lake Tahoe. So
yeah, the weather is going to act up again, folks. Two storms are on the way. Rain with snow at higher elevations expected to fall after it gets dark tonight into Sunday. Then late Monday into Tuesday, that's a heavier storm. Rain and snow higher up. And we're talking 3 to 5 feet of snow at Mount Rose, Donner Pass, and Carson Pass. For sure, chains, possibly closures at Donner Pass and Carson Pass. This will be probably at the most we're talking Tuesday. Third system is also expected after Thursday. City of Reno, Washoe County have put out alerts saying there's a better chance of flooding Tuesday due to the wet ground from the last storm. Washoe County is now saying to stock up 3 days' worth of food, water, batteries, and other supplies in the event of power outages. Story County set up a sand pile for residents to fill bags. They got the bags there, but you have to manually fill them. South Lake Tahoe has sandbag locations, and they say if the second storm Tuesday is warm enough, it'll be similar to the flooding seen at South Lake in 2017, which I don't remember, but it's very possible.
Yeah, let's hope that's not the situation. We don't need any of that.
Yes, right. A lot of things we have to hope for today.
Yeah, well, I was also hoping we might even hear from our own Jerry Evans. And before he gets in to do his segment with the Sheep Show, he was talking about he might have a chance to stop in and talk with us. But if not, that is okay, because we've got lots to talk about this morning regardless. We've even got, you know what, let's go ahead real quick and talk about what we have coming up this hour and next as far as guests. Now, Trudy, ace bartender.
Ace bartender?
Yes.
Legendary Sparks bartender.
She's
Trudy?
Good.
Yes.
How do you say her last name? I thought it was Cesarelli.
I'll get it wrong, but when she's in here, we'll finally get it right.
Well, yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, the Atomic Bootlegger Lounge. That's where you can go check her out.
You can tell who picked that guest.
Right. I have no clue. Anyways, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if there's something you would like to talk about, or if there's maybe a suggestion to the city as far as what they could do to help out with these storms.
Or the county.
Or the county or the state. Yeah,
NV Energy or Southwest Airlines. I don't care. Buffalo Bills.
I'm just
give us.
How about our property manager?
Do.
You can call them and tell them what they should do when the storm happens next time. We had a tree down in our driveway out here for 4 days.
Your house or here?
No, here at the radio station.
Oh, for 4 days.
4 days. That's what all the wood is out in the parking lot. Yeah, a tree came down New Year's Day. The gentleman above us here at Reno Tahoe Auto Group, he saw it happen.
Did he?
Yeah. And
I've heard so many war stories about this storm. It was like a war zone if you went outside and saw. I saw people sawing limbs down the street and all over my neighborhood.
Just don't do what I did. And last week, I got off the air, and I said, okay, my kids are going to want to have dinner tonight. I'll pick them up from their friend's house, and then we'll go out later to Walmart and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter got stuck at her friend's house up there in Arrow Creek, and she ended up staying until the next year, literally. I couldn't get out of my house because I got snowed in order to go get food. And stupidly, I didn't get food before the snow hit. So then luckily, my neighbor, Kelly, who I loved to death, she had some stuff that she made and she kept me nice and warm, you know, so it was good. It was a good time. I was able to at least have the essentials, but I need to remind people, please, things like, you know, candles, batteries, a handheld operated radio so you can listen to KKFT and 92.3 in case something happens.
I have the most delicious expired macaroni and cheese during this time.
What?
Anyway. We're going to break for Fox News, and we're going to be talking a little drink and talk here, folks, if you can handle it. John Potter with Jay Biggs, live and local, 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
It's live and it is local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to us or our guests, 775-884-9910.
She says, liquor may not solve all your problems, but it's worth a shot. She also says something else you say, sip, sip, hooray.
Yes.
It's Trudy. Ceccarelli is your friendly bartender at the Atomic Bootlegger Lounge. Now, I've never been there. I used to go in the 70s when it was Sierra Sid's, and they had that free locals buffet on Tuesday nights.
Oh, man.
So it's been a very long
That's
time.
Going back.
But I've been meaning to go there because the Atomic Bootleg Lounge is kind of new. And your job description, whiskey slinger.
That's right.
So... I don't know how you ended up on my Facebook page, but from your posts, you sound like one fun person out there.
Well,
it looks like party all the time out there. How much of it, because Sierra Sid's used to be mainly a truck casino.
Yes.
So what's your clientele, as I should say? Locals, truckers, what's the percentage?
Our clientele is all of that. Our clientele is people that live nearby, my friends, some of my family comes in there. The truck drivers come in there a lot, and they all get along. Everybody meshes really well.
I'm sure they've all got some really good road stories, too, to share.
Yes, trucker stories are some of the most interesting I've ever heard.
I will tell you, I'll admit this. When I was younger, probably around 16, when I got my first car, I used to live in this little town just east of Kansas City, and there was a truck stop at it.
Okay.
And I would get bored, and some of my friends worked up at the truck stop, and so I'd go up there and sit and hang out in the diner, and just talking with truckers and getting some of these stories and hearing them converse about, you know, road stories and whatnot, it is fun.
It's a lot of fun. So, truckers are some of the best people I've ever met.
Right.
I feel like I have a friend at any truck stop in America right now.
That's pretty cool, which you probably do.
You've been there for a while.
Yeah.
You worked at the Atlantis.
Yes.
But
couple
here
decades,
you are. You are comfortable at this Atomic Bootlegger Lounge. And by the way, who came up with that name and what does it mean?
The Atomic Bootlegger Lounge, that the owner, Sierra Sid's son-in-law came up with that name. And the bootlegger part is because we are a whiskey specialty bar and he loves whiskey. And the Atomic is because we're in Nevada.
Oh, well, of course.
Aha, uh-huh. Like that.
Do you still have Elvis's gun?
Unfortunately, we do not.
What?
Elvis's gun was there?
Elvis's gun collection was there, yes.
Well, you know, hold on. That's right, because when you go to Sierra Sid's, when you walk in the very front...
There's a case.
Yeah, there is a case with a bunch
of
really cool guns.
You mean all the guns are gone?
They are gone, yes.
What?
Well, yeah, maybe they had to pay for COVID or something. I don't have any clue what happened.
They did come down during COVID. I think there was no one. We had to shut down, so they were concerned about
people coming in,
yeah,
and taking them. I get that. But
it's back to 24 hours.
Yes,
and
it is.
This Atomic Bootlegger Lounge is also 24 hours.
Yes.
You have truckers coming in at 3 in the morning for a Trudy special and all that.
What is the Trudy special?
I'm not there at 3 in the morning. And the Trudy special, well, it's whatever I feel like that week, I guess.
Okay.
I got to say, for a truck stop, you serve very fancy drinks there.
Yes, we do.
What are egg white cocktails?
Egg white cocktails, they are made with egg whites.
What?
And anything?
And whatever you want to get creative with that day. It works very well with whiskey.
People drink egg white cocktails.
They do. They really do. There's a special way to make them. But the froth from the egg whites adds a nice texture.
I've never heard this.
Yeah, I've never either. I mean, I'm not even a drinker.
Well, think like meringue.
Yeah. Well, now I'm thinking to myself, like, maybe I need to take John in there and just take a, you know, take a sip of his.
Very, very crafty. And
yeah,
you
fun.
Can tell some of the drinks are concocted just for truckers because you have the bear bite.
Oh, yes. That's going back.
And the lot lizard.
Yes.
The lot lizard?
What is a lot lizard?
Do you want the real story or you want the drink?
Am I allowed to say on the radio?
I actually know. I thought.
As long as there's not a drink called the Good Buddy, I guess we're going to.
I think we had one of those, too, for a while.
Oh, my. Okay.
Truckers like the fancy, because I picture truckers getting a bud and something like that. But, boy, we got some high-class truckers coming through town.
It just depends on the person.
Okay.
Right.
We do have a lot of drivers come through that look for our whiskeys because they can't get there. You know, they don't go home for 3 months at a time.
Right, right.
So they come in to see what we have that's new and, you know, just.
So you got like, you must have,
something
you're
special.
A whiskey bar, what, 50 different whiskeys?
Uh-huh.
Do you taste them all?
I do.
Do
just
you really?
Just a sip, one a day.
And what's your favorite?
Right now I really like to use Frey.
What?
Frey
what?
Ranch.
Oh, Frey Ranch. Yeah.
Yes. I mean.
Fernley, right?
Yeah, and it's really good whiskey and it's local and I love that family.
Yeah, me too. What's your most popular drink right now?
The most popular
drink? It's very faddish. These things come
in and
out.
Yeah, they are faddish. Anything with vodka.
Vodka's hot right now.
Moscow Mules.
People are upset at the Russians, so we're going to drink all their vodka.
Well, not all vodka is Russian.
I'm joking. I'm trying to put two and two together as to why that even matters, what kind is. Because I'm thinking hot toddies right now.
Toddies work very well, too.
It's a very fad thing because I still have all these flavored schnapps bottles with spider webs on them. Remember that before your time?
Nobody knows what to do with those anymore.
I know. Oh, I do.
You still have that peppermint schnapps bottle from 1984.
Now, Trudy, what's your personal favorite or what's your specialty that you're kind of famous for at this bar?
I like cocktails in the wintertime with whiskey. People go to a darker spirit usually in the wintertime.
Oh, boy, they do.
You like that?
Yeah. I have a few friends that come in. I make a vanilla old-fashioned with Frey Ranch whiskey. So if you're into old-fashions, that's a pretty good one. And in the summertime, I like more gin.
Do you?
Because it's kind of like...
You are a connoisseur.
It's a garden in a spirit, right? I'm a gardener.
Oh, hey, there you go. So you like your plants?
Yes, I do.
Nice. Okay. Well, do you have an indoor grow at home, or do you do?
I do mostly house plants inside, but outside I do have a garden.
Nice. Okay.
You got pool tables there.
Yes, we do.
What's the king of the table? What is that?
Oh, that was an old competition that we used to have on Friday night.
King of the table.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds like a wrestling event.
I know it does.
King of the table.
A couple of bodies.
Only $5.
All right. You have sports betting?
Yes.
Do you still have the happy hour?
Our happy hour is at 11 p.m.
It's like John's kind of happy hour right
it's
there.
It's Reno.
Just like the good old days.
Do you guys have food there, too?
They have food at
Fuddruckers, right?
Fuddruckers, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wasn't sure if you guys had like bar food that you served or just like little things or not.
Fuddruckers does a really good burger, so.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, can't go wrong there.
Glad you kept the happy hour. I can't tell you how many places you ask. Oh, no, that ended with COVID. I used to love the one at P.F. Chang's. They don't have happy hour anymore. That was one of the first things to go at a lot of places because of COVID.
Chinese food, Chinese virus, it's gone. So anyways,
Jay,
what?
We're moving forward.
Right, we are. We're on to Mpox now.
So, what do people not know? Or what do you dread customers asking for? Or what drives you nuts? I talked to one bartender. They say it's always the person who comes up to the bar. You say, hey, what do you feel like? And they ask for, what beers do you have? And so you got to go through the whole list. Probably 15,
yeah,
something like that. And then they pick a butt.
Yeah, I'll have a Coors Light, please.
Right. That's how it goes.
So nothing really bothers you?
I the person that comes up with some random drink that's made on the internet.
Oh.
I probably don't have the ingredients for that. I mean, we're fresh out of unicorn tears from Madagascar.
Right.
Show-offs.
Yeah.
It used to be bartenders had the book right there.
Yeah.
But the new recipes come out so fast that you have to ask them how to make it or go on the internet, right?
Mostly, most drinks are made from just a few different recipes. Mm-hmm. You just kind of sub in and out. Like the vanilla old fashioned, I just use simple syrup with vanilla.
Oh my gosh.
So it's not as complicated as you think.
All right.
Yeah, see, that she's not a chemist.
Well, it sounds like it.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Well, we appreciate you coming out. Anything you want us to ask you or mention about your place? Any special promotions coming up out there?
Well, we always have an $8 shot in beer, and it's any whiskey and any draft beer.
Okay.
And they're really good at changing around the draft seasonally. So it'll give you a chance to try some different draft beer and try a whiskey that maybe you haven't tried before.
What's your normal times you're out there? Are you out there for like the NFL games and stuff?
Yes. Okay. Noon to 7.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's I'm kind of a midway person.
Right.
That's Is okay. there dancing at the Atomic Bootlegger Lounge?
Only if somebody gets really intoxicated.
Impromptu.
Those are the king of the pool tables.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Get him down.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Trudy, for coming on this morning. It's been a fun time with you. It's Trudy Ceccarelli. Go and check her out. You're on Facebook, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Go and check her out on Facebook. She's going to be posting all sorts of specials and all the fun that they're going to be having over at the Atomic Bootlegger Lounge inside of Sierra Sids over there at East McCarran and I-80 right here in Sparks. So, yeah, go and check them out. We're going to be right back here more live and local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's live, it's local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk. Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Our number 775-884-9910. We would love to hear from you.
The word of the day is inhale. As in, why in hell did I go to Walmart today?
Yeah, I guess so.
Jay and I, we don't think inside the box. We don't think outside the box. We don't even know where the box is.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a box?
But our phone number is 775-884-9910. Big day today. If you got branches all over your yard, you can take them in. They're collecting them just like they do with the Christmas trees.
Yeah, if you go outside and get rid of some of those, you can pretty much say how Rick Canali says, which is just think outside in general. So go outside and think about doing
it. I don't know anybody's yard that emerged unscathed from the, what do they call it, the bomb?
Bomb snowing.
See, that's a bit much. Yeah, bomb cyclone.
Yeah, I did. Mine escaped.
Yeah, well, if you have tree limbs and branches littering your yard, you can drop them off at three sites set up in Washoe County. Bartley Ranch, the Reno Sports Complex, North Virginia. Also Shadow Mountain Sports Complex on Sparks Boulevard in Carson City. Also taken to big branches at their Christmas tree recycling pile on Airport Road. And the total, 71,000 area homes lost power in that last storm. Just a handful remain in the dark this morning, according to Nevada Energy. Craig tells us it's 7 in Reno. All those poor souls.
All 7 of them.
Well, since New Year's Eve, it sure took a long time to get the power back, I mean, for everybody else. I mean, I can understand the broken tree limbs falling on the power lines, but the only thing is where they really dropped the ball, I don't understand shutting down the phone system and the online system that lets people know when their power is going to come back.
Right.
I mean, you are totally in the dark then. You don't know. I've been through this. My power's been out. And there was no mention of it online. And you try to call, there's nothing there. And what do? You just wonder until it's just back on. That's not how to do it. They said they turned it all off because the system wasn't prepared for a disaster that size. And that part I don't get. Why not? You know, we get some hellacious storms here sometimes. We're going to get a few more in the next couple of years. Count on it. So why wasn't the system ready? I hope they update that system for the next big one, because there will be ones in the future.
Right. Absolutely. There's going to be. And you never know. It could be worse.
And how about Truckee Meadows? What can we do? What can the county do to be better prepared? You know, it's not really they didn't drop the ball so much in terms of it's actually more people expecting quicker service, I think. And it was funny last Saturday, I thought, when we had that call at 9:30 where the snow plows. Last Saturday at 9:30.
Right.
But it turned out to be a very prophetic phone
yeah,
call.
That guy,
the caller knew.
He wasn't joking.
To the intrepid linemen and linewomen. It's hard work on that pole in the bitter cold wind. And no wonder that is a hard job to fill.
Yeah.
You know, I pray for all those folks who keep us safe and save lives. The CEO of Nevada Energy says they are prepared for the weather this weekend, with more emergency workers here from out of state, out of the area, from southern Nevada and out of state. Utah.
So they brought them in already, at least, and prepared some.
Yeah,
that's good.
Well, they're here, I think, from the last storm, but they weren't really coming in until 2 days after the initial storm started, because they, like everybody else, didn't think the storm would be what it was.
Right. Well, it is what it is. Yes, you could say that. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Coming up next hour, John,
yeah,
the Sheep Show is going to be in town.
Is it open today?
We'll find out. Yeah.
We're doing a whole segment on the Sheep Show, folks.
Yeah,
they come every year.
Yeah, they do. And our own Jerry Evans is going to be talking with the folks from the Sheep Show coming up next hour. And we've also got Kimmy Candy's local...
Joe Jutra.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. I can guarantee you,
Reno's Candyman,
that you have had some of his candy, even if you don't know you have. You have had candy from Kimmy's Candies.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, it's an interesting time here in Northern Nevada. I did want to talk.
Joe is not going to want to hear about your New Year's resolution about no sugar.
Well, that's, you know,
don't be rude and bring that up.
I'm type 2 diabetic, and I mean, you can't be too mad at me for not wanting to eat a lot of sugar. But here's the thing, too, though, John, I will say that I'm not saying that I'm not going to eat any sugar. That's a lie. What I'm saying, because it's almost impossible to not eat sugar, like you said, with gravy and everything. But on top of that, what I'm saying is that I'm just going to do it in better moderation, is all.
Oh, that never works.
No.
At least in my case.
No. Okay, so like, for instance, this week.
Who are these people who can do moderation?
Here's what I've done since the first, okay?
Yeah.
I went to Walmart, and I bought this... parfait
Why in
thing.
Hell
yes.
Did you go to Walmart?
Well, because that's the last thing in hell I didn't want to eat. And it was the parfait, the chocolate parfait there. And I said, okay, I'm going to kill my blood sugars one last time here on New Year's Eve. And then after that, I've decided, because I've had this thing where when I eat something salty, I need something sweet. When I eat something sweet, I need something salty. And then I just keep countering it. But that's normal. People do this. So what I've done is I've said, okay, I'm just going to eat. I do not absolutely need to have a dessert after I have the food every time. So this week, I've only had one dessert all week long. And other than a lady in Uber giving me a Ferrero Rocher, which was delicious.
Is that how you pronounce it? Thank you. I've always wondered.
What do you think?
I'm sorry.
Ferrero Rocker?
Ferrero Rocker.
Yeah.
Ferrero Rocker. Anyway,
that's it.
You think you're being safe from sugar by not eating dessert. I'm just amazed.
It's everything.
My gosh, what is sugar doing to my gravy?
Yeah.
My salad dressing.
It's making it tasty.
It's like the second ingredient of the salad dressing.
You ever had cranberry sauce with no sugar?
Oh.
You know what? I actually, true story, my poor ex-wife, one of my best friends was over for dinner one night, and she made us some cranberry sauce.
Hardcore.
And, well, she forgot. She just literally forgot to put the sugar in it. And my buddy, I just remember taking the first bite, and we're sitting there like looking at each other, and I could just tell he was doing his best to like not say anything, you know. And we had a couple more bites. It was just such bitter face, you know, after that. And we told her, she felt bad, but man, you never want to take a bite of cranberry sauce without sugar in it.
And you are so polite. I bet you asked for seconds.
I No, I asked for sugar. So you mix around in it.
I didn't know you were that much of a sugar fiend in the first place. Why you would make a New Year's resolution about that?
Well, it's just because it's the thing is that what it is unneeded take-ins of sugar is what I'm trying to eliminate. All right? If I go to someone's birthday party and they're having a little a cake, I'll have
a
piece of
cake.
Some.
Why aren't you having some?
Yes, I will do that to avoid that conversation. But am I going to literally drive to the store right now because I'm craving birthday cake and buy some? No, it's unneeded. I didn't need to do it. I can tell myself, no, it's okay. Believe me, there's some things in this world I can say I don't need.
Well, life is short, my friend.
It is. And that's one last thing I want to touch on before we go to break. Please, mental health is huge. Mm-hmm. I had a friend. I literally woke up on New Year's Day, went to my Facebook page, and the first thing I saw is I had a buddy who had taken himself out.
I'm sorry
to hear that. And yeah, and it's sad because he has children and family, and you just never know. This guy literally came off as the most happiest person I knew and thankful. So please check on people. And I'd like to say that I'm great myself now, man. But like yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of my mom's death. Mm-hmm. You know, and just
sorry to hear that. Life will test us always.
It will, man. It will.
Hang in there, my friend.
Lots of craziness.
And this
going
whole
on.
New Year's resolution thing, what a gambit. Blow them up in spectacular fashion, January 2nd, I say.
Yeah, well, they blew us up with that nuclear snow bomb for sure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back here. Sheep Show coming up next with Jerry Evans. It's live and local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.